Welcome to the Joey and Amanda podcast. I'm Joey.
And I'm Amanda.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, how's it going?
Happy Wednesday. So today...
Yes.
I'm really excited about today because it's very... Oh my God. I wish you guys could have seen him. So I'm really excited about today because... I've had this thought of doing this for a really long time. I never knew where I was going to release this, if it was going to be a blog post or on my stories or what, but it's been a long time coming.
It's been.
Oh my God. I think we're getting slap happy. It's kind of late. So, you know, I didn't know exactly how many years it's been, so I didn't continue.
In the song?
Yeah.
I don't know either.
It might even be weeks.
It's been 5 weeks.
Yeah. Anyways, that's why I didn't continue. What was I saying? Oh, so I've had this thought of doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. So we actually started recording something completely different, and I brought this idea up to Joey, and he got so excited, as you can tell. So we scrapped our other episode, and here we are. So what we're talking about today is...
Yes, tell them. Tell them.
Okay. I feel like you're going to let people down when I tell them what it is.
You won't let me down though.
I know. Joey is obsessed with music. So my concept is every time I listen to a song, I always think, oh, this is a great song for a person going through this situation. Oh my gosh. Like every song that I listen to, I want to like send it to somebody that's going through something, or I can appreciate every artist telling their authentic journey in a song. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Even if I haven't experienced it, I don't care. I love hearing the truth behind the words, the songs, and all of that. So I feel like I have a song for every situation. And I mean, this podcast episode would be like 10 million hours long if we continued. I only picked 30.
We're going to have to do a part two eventually because there are so many more songs I wanted to put.
Me too. I hope you guys enjoy this. So there's a song for a lot of different situations that I have on my end. Joey and I did this separately. He doesn't know what I chose. I don't know what he has.
We'll definitely have crossovers. No question.
You have songs that are more about feelings.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit of both.
Oh, okay.
More of like some are just like a mood and not so like lyrically based.
Mine's all about the words.
Right.
So
some of mine are more mood based, feeling based. Okay. I got a good mix.
Okay. Great. So that's what we're doing.
And then also I'm going to put all these songs into one playlist.
Great.
So if you want to, what's the playlist going to be called? That's a good question.
Songs for Every Occasion.
Songs for Every Occasion.
Okay, that'll be the name of the playlist. And
it'll be on my Spotify, Joey Rudman on Spotify.
Yeah.
You can find it there.
Check it out. All right, so the way that I did this is, so there's a couple topics that I have several songs for the same exact topic.
I didn't know we could do that.
You can do anything you want in this life.
I thought there were rules.
No, there's no rules here.
All right, so for next time, I'll do
you only did one. So you have 30 different.
I have 30 songs.
For 30 different things. So mine are a little different.
Okay, kick us off.
All right, so this topic is secrets to life. I feel like if you listen to these songs, there is just like a golden rule that's just like makes life better.
Okay.
The number one, the title kind of gives it away, but it's a great song. Tell the Truth by the Avett Brothers.
I have that on mine. I have that. So if we have a crossover, I'll say what my category is.
Okay,
for
okay,
song.
Okay. So what's your, and then I'm going to say the other
one ahead,
really
go
quickly.
Ahead. Sorry.
The other one is To Be Happy by Joey Picoraro.
Ah, Joey Picoraro.
I think that's how you say it. I'm going to probably pronounce a lot of these wrong. I'm sorry. I'm sure if you like spell it wrong, but just have the name of the song, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Or you'll find it on Joey's playlist.
It'll be on the playlist. So for the Avett Brothers, I have that same song, Tell the Truth. And mine is, you know, this is a great song if you need to do some reflecting and some honest conversing with yourself.
Great. Love it.
You listen to that song.
Mm-hmm.
My turn?
Uh-huh, your turn.
Okay, so this is a song for when you wake up in the morning and the sun's coming in through the window and it's hitting you right in the eyes and you just get up dancing. You have a great day. Mm-hmm. It's Sunny Days by Armin van Buuren. Oh, sunny days.
Oh, great. Love that song.
There you go. And that is a mix of lyrics plus mood. Ho-wa-bam, it's the combo.
Love it.
Next.
So these are a couple love songs. If you found the one, Feels Like Home by Chantel Kreviazuk.
Great.
I don't know. But Feels Like Home. Another one under that category is Rest of Our Lives from The Light, The Heat.
Love them.
Also, Love Someone from Luke Graham. Lucas Graham and Sabina Dumba.
Mm-hmm.
And another one I have for love songs is No Turning Back by Joy Ola Dukin. I said that wrong.
I think that's it. Oh, she did a whole thing on Instagram about how to pronounce her last name. She said it's Ludikin.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Well,
sorry, Joy. Joy, if you're listening.
Joy,
sorry.
No Turning Back.
Oh, great song.
Love that song so much.
Here's a song for if you're a bit down, especially down on yourself, and you need a lyrical pickup. Please listen to Green Lights and Blue Skies by Gregory Page and Jason Mraz.
Love that song.
That song is unfreaking believable.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Love it. So this song is if you're getting really close to falling in love with somebody, but you know it's not a good idea, so you have to go. It's called Too Close by Alex Clare.
Ah, nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah, nice. If you love the state of Maine. Maine by Noah Kahan. It's a great song.
Even if you don't like Maine or you've never been there, it's just a great song.
No, it's a great song.
That is so funny. Okay. If you just went through a divorce and ended up better than your ex-husband and you feel bad for them, the song is called The Good Side by Kina Granis.
Oh, yeah.
You know that song?
I know that song.
It's like she gave him the rings back.
Yeah. Nice.
Good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good at picking up on the story that's being told in the song.
I love that part of it.
Yeah. Nice. If you're afraid to do something,
but deep down,
you want to do it. You know you need to do it, but you're just a little bit afraid to do it. Be Afraid by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit.
That song is so perfect and amazing, and what a great pick.
Yeah, Be Afraid. And it's a little misleading because it says Be Afraid, but but in the song, in the chorus, he says, be afraid, be very afraid, but do it anyway.
You gave it away, but it's okay.
Sorry, Jason. Stole your thunder there, buddy.
I love that pick. I love that song. So these songs, I feel like, are perfect right now for what's going on in the world.
Okay.
First one is I'd Love to Change the World by 10 Years After.
Okay. I don't know that song.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's Where's the Love by Black Eyed Peas.
Great song.
So
great
those
song.
Are my two for that.
Nice. God, you are very good at this.
You are very good at this.
If you want a fun, goofy, good time song that reminds you of the minute you were born, Birthday Party by AJR.
Yes. That's
great song.
Great song. Great perspective.
Yeah.
Very fresh. You've never heard anything like it.
Yep.
Love that song.
I sort of gave it away, but it takes you back to the second you were born.
Yeah.
It's a great song, though. Check it out.
It is a great
Birthday
song.
Party by AJR.
I love that song. Okay. Next one. If you and the love of your life went separate ways and you don't want them to have children with somebody else and ruin the chance for you two to try again.
Wow, what a specific thing.
It's like a movie. It's that's literally the song with the lyrics. It's called Accidental Babies.
What?
By Damien Rice. Pretty much. Great. You know that song.
Oh, yeah, right? I do know that song.
He's pretty much saying, like, let's get back before either of us have accidental babies.
That's great. Interesting. You are so good.
Okay.
If you're hungover and you need to hear a success story of someone else being hungover who made it through it.
Oh, I know. This is a great song.
Sunshine by Atmosphere.
Such a great song.
Great song.
I can't wait for this playlist.
It's going to be good.
I'm getting so excited.
It's going to be good.
If you're on a boat, or it's also a come up song.
Okay.
You like come up from like your life and you're living a way better life now.
Okay.
Boat to Bermuda.
Oh, yes.
By No Suit, Coda the Friend.
I love that song.
It's a great song.
I love that song. It's
like you can be on a boat or you can just be getting ready in the morning feeling like I'm doing good for myself right now.
Or in our new backyard.
Yeah, or in the pool.
Good pool song.
Pool song, yeah.
If you want to smile nonstop for 3 minutes and 6 seconds, Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Such a great one.
You just smile the whole time.
Yeah. It's a great summer song.
You just smile the whole time.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to go the opposite way.
Okay.
If you are going through depression or if you're not feeling that well and you just want to just connect with somebody, it doesn't have to like try to make you feel better. You just want to connect with a song. Good News by Mac Miller.
Great song. Great song.
Yeah.
If you like birds, Blackbird by the Beatles.
God, I wish you guys could see his facial expressions. It's the cutest thing in the whole world. I can't help but laugh and smile. If your partner is dying, there's this song that really caught me off guard because I've never heard a song like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think too many people talk about it, at least not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
The title is called Deathbed by Po Fu. And
never heard it.
Bida Doobie.
Okay.
I've played it for you before.
Oh, you have?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Deathbed.
Okay. If you're my age or around my age and
he's 28, by the way.
Yeah, 28. And you want to reminisce on the good old middle school days, I Miss You by Blink-182.
Oh, I love that song.
Webs from all the spiders.
An eating one size. Yeah.
Like indecision to call you.
Oh, it's a tree.
Your voice and trees on.
Yeah. That song reminds me of Purina in Puerto Rico because when I went to Puerto Rico, we listened to that song on repeat.
Okay, so that's kind of my point with this, by the way. Like, I made it specific, and like I said, if you're around my age and you want to reminisce, but every single person has a specific memory of listening to that song.
Yeah.
There's something about that song. I put that song in my Instagram story today because I did a picture.
And people remember exactly where they were in their lives when that came out?
Yeah, not when it came out, but when they would listen to it.
Right.
People were writing to me like, oh my God, I remember listening to that song, blah, blah, blah. I haven't heard that since this place or this happened.
Yeah.
There's something about that song that like sticks to
interesting.
A specific memory. It's cool.
Cool.
It's cool. It's cool.
So these songs motivate me to work harder.
Nice.
This is actually my biggest list.
Ooh,
so
I think we're going to have a crossover here.
Saint Nobody by Jesse Reyes.
Okay. Good song.
Also, there's another one by her. Well,
Figures?
That one's under Abusive Relationships. Oh. That's not a motivational song about working.
No.
Saint Nobody by Jesse Reyes. I can do that one next.
Okay.
But then Mama, Show Love by Logic. Remember This by NF. Keanu Reeves by Logic.
Okay.
A lot of Logic here.
I've got a little bit of Logic too.
When I Grow Up by NF.
Mm-hmm.
44 More by Logic.
Nice.
And Till the End by Logic.
Wow, look at Logic go.
Logic motivates me so much when I listen to his music. I love it. So, yeah. Mostly Logic. We got Jesse Reyes. I also have a bunch of other songs that motivate me, but we couldn't do, we would be talking for hours. So I had to cut it down. So yeah, those are the under the motivate me. I'll do the abuse relationships after you.
Okay, so I'll just piggyback off of the logic. I have logic as well. I have, if you can't get up and need some inspiration to go do something every day by logic.
Oh, do I not have that one? That one is, would be under mine
I thought you were going to have that.
That one would be under mine too.
In there, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So right. Good.
It's a great one. What do you got next?
Oh, so good. So if you are in an abusive relationship or you have been before, I feel like you can relate to these songs. Figures, Jessie Reyes, yep. Which is what you just said.
Sorry.
No sorries here. You Should Be Sad by Halsey.
It's a great song.
Which you showed me this one, actually.
It's a good song.
Be Careful by Cardi B. I love it. Just even the beat of that.
Oh, I remember that.
So good. Yeah. I remember the first time I saw it was with you on Saturday Night Live. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, yeah, she did that one live. Yeah.
Poison by Joy Oladokun. So, yeah. Figures, You Should Be Sad, Be Careful, and Poison are my four.
If you get knocked down, but you get up again, and you're never going to be kept down, Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
What's that?
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down.
Love it.
Chumbawamba.
If you aren't sure about God, and you have a sense of humor,
okay,
it's called Laughing With by Regina Spektor.
Love that song.
I love that song,
too. That's a great song. If you want to cry, that's just the end of it. If you want to cry, To Build a Home by Cinematic Orchestra.
That song is so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one that I would add to that.
To crying?
Yeah, it's called Dreamland by something French. Okay. I just did it, but if I'm going to say it, I have to say the name.
Something French.
No, it's called Dreamland by Alexis French.
Oh, okay.
That song is so beautiful, you just want to cry.
I have one more if you want to cry.
Let's hear it.
Put it in later just to say one more time. Again, if you want to cry again. But I'll do it now. Trapeze Swinger.
Oh, my gosh.
By Iron and Wine.
I love that song so much.
How good is the playlist going to be?
So good. If you haven't spoken to someone in a long time, either because they've passed or you have relationship issues, I Dreamt We Spoke Again by Death Cab for Cutie.
Nice.
It's a good one. It's very simple. There's barely any words. It's very vague. You don't know what relationship this is between, but it's really nice. It's a good song.
If you want to feel like you're in a movie, Fix You by Coldplay. There's that part where it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I hear that, I feel like I'm playing a character who just realized something. And I'm going like.
People can't see you.
I know, this is for you.
Oh.
For you. So you'd be like, oh, I know that. Or you're like, I've never.
Joey did not do anything besides move his face and move his eyes
around.
Here,
you can give a play-by-play. So here's what I do every time I hear. Do you think I could play a second of that song or no?
I don't think so. But or that's also if there's somebody in your life that is going through issues and you wish that you can help them, but there's really nothing you can do.
That too.
That's another big part of the song.
But if you want to feel like you're in a movie, the part that goes.
Yeah.
Go like this. And please give a play-by-play for what I'm doing.
Joey is looking down. His eyes are getting wider.
But what's happening in here?
When he said in here, he touched his into his head. I mean, he touched the side of his head. So now I'm supposed to read his mind. He's realizing something. And now it's charade. Now he's looking to the side.
What do we got next?
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. If your mom has passed, this song is so beautiful. I haven't, I mean, I don't know any other song that really would match. It's called In Your Arms by Chef Special.
In your arms, I feel safe.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great song.
It's such a beautiful song. I remember when I first listened to it, I thought it was a love song. And then I started listening to the words. Mm-hmm. And I realized what it was. And it's so nice.
I don't think I ever knew that he's talking about his mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. You'll have to listen to it again. I'm not going to give it. I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to listen to it again. If you miss your family, if you're away from home and you're away from your family.
Oh, yes. This would be one of mine, too.
Home by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
This song has made me cry. Yes, this is for everybody right now that's away from their family.
Definitely.
This song makes me cry. I made a video with a song for Mother's Day and put like a montage together. So great. That would be one of mine, too.
It's a great one.
Speaking of mom,
mm-hmm.
if you live away from your mother and you miss her,
I do.
This song had me crying in like
14 seconds.
I was actually going to say llantos, which is something in Spanish. I'm trying to, like, how do you describe when you're crying, but you're not only tears, like you're making noise? What is that called?
Oh, hysterically?
Yeah, hysterically. This song had me hysterically crying
yeah.
on our night before our wedding.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Mama, It's Me by Ames.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so beautiful. Such a good song, especially if you live away from your mom.
Yeah.
Great song. Mama, It's Me by Ames.
If you smoke weed every day, the next episode by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
That's a classic. So these are all random songs about exes. Okay. Whether you were with somebody and they ended up having a baby with somebody else. This one Joey showed me. It's called 16 by Highly Suspect.
So good.
Or 1,000 Years by Lisa Ann. That one I'm pretty sure is just you really miss your ex and you want to be back with them and you'd wait 1,000 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Every Time I Hear That Song by Brandi Carlile. And then there's Kill Us by Jesse Reyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's so many. I feel like this is the most songs are either when you're in love or you're coming out of love. What was the one we were just talking about? Codaline. All I Want. Mm-hmm. Codaline, All I Want. I mean, that's a classic. So all of you guys that are going through breakups right now, I feel like those are some good breakup songs for you guys to listen to.
If you want to hear the rapper Killer Mike talk about police brutality and the injustice that people of color face every day, A Few Words for the Firing Squad by Run the Jewels.
That's a great, was that one on the list? I feel like I listened to it, or maybe I didn't.
Yeah.
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 That's a great song.
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm. Three top songs that remind me of family, good times, just being all together.
Okay.
You want to listen to with your family.
Nice.
Life Is Better With You.
The best.
Michael Franti and Spearhead.
So good.
Home. Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
Yep.
And Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Mm-mm.
By Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
And Tammy Terrell. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I love those songs. So those would be good fans. Oh, My Girl and the Temptations.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Oh, one more to add to the X's one, just because I see it here. Yeah. And it's such a good one.
Yeah.
Goodbye, My Lover by James Blunt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good.
Oh, and Mirrors by Justin Timberlake. Yeah, that was when him and what's his wife now, they broke up and then they ended up getting back together.
Oh, really?
And he wrote Mirrors because of her.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
You learn something every day. If you're making dinner, Beyond by Leon Bridges.
That's such a good one.
Such a good song. What do you got next?
If you want to party.
Ooh.
and you want to dance.
Yes. That's my next topic.
I feel like this makes everybody just want to dance.
Okay, what is it?
Not everybody, but at least me and my, I Like It, yeah, by Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin.
Nice.
I can't listen to that song and not want to like dance or get... Like, what are the kids saying these days? Hyped up?
Get lit. Is that what the kids are saying?
Yeah, I guess. That one, too.
That's not it.
No? Well, anyways.
Anyway. I'll add to that. I'll say, okay. and if that song ends and you want to keep on jumping.
Okay.
All the Small Things by Blink-182.
Oh, yeah. That was fun at our wedding.
That was so fun.
Two songs were probably two of the biggest hits at the wedding.
And I'll say the third right here for if you're at a wedding, Shout by the Isley Brothers.
So good.
Hey. What do you got next?
I'm gonna piggyback off that.
Do it.
If you're dancing at night.
Ooh. Say it at the same time. 3, 2, 1.
Dancing in the moonlight.
Yeah.
Bye. I actually don't know.
It's not on my list, but I'll put it on.
It's not on my list either. I just thought of it in the top of my head.
Dancing in the moonlight. Top Loader. It's by a bunch of people have done it, but Top Loader's version is the one that we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Great. If you want to listen to one of the best songs in the world, Roses by Outkast.
That's just fun.
It's just, I love that song.
But you have to be around our age to understand. Do you think really? Somebody...
It's just so like, do you think good. Our, it's just so perfect.
Yeah. Does your dad love it?
Yeah. Of course.
I'm trying to think, like, would my dad love that song?
How could you not?
Actually, maybe he would. Okay.
So good.
This song is just such a beautiful song that just, I think it makes you feel something. I don't remember all the words. I just know that it makes me feel something really just. The Night We Met by Lord Huron.
So good.
It's such a great song.
Yeah. I'll go with this one. If you want a guilty pleasure country song that for some reason you just love and you can't help it.
I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Speechless by Dan and Shay.
Oh, never mind.
Which one were you thinking?
That like rap cowboy song.
Oh, love that song,
you
too.
You love that song.
Yeah, take my horse to the Old Town Road.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about a song that I don't think you've even ever heard me listen to. And
what
if
is
you,
it? What is it again?
I don't even know how it goes. I rarely heard it, but when
what
I do.
What is the title?
Oh, Speechless by Dan and Shay.
Oh.
Speechless, standing there in something in a white dress.
Oh, yeah. Something I remember you playing it.
Yeah. It's a great, oh yeah, I've played it for you.
Yeah, you have. It's a great song. So this will be, I'll end it with this, just because I can
end
go.
It. I have a couple more.
Okay.
I'll rattle mine off after you're done.
Okay. So this was a dance with my dad at the wedding, and it's such a great emotional song, like father-daughter song. Lullaby by Billy Joel. We cried like babies, my dad and I.
So I guess this is not on my list, but I'll just put it on. Mother-son dance.
Yeah.
In My Life by the Beatles. Let's put those two songs together.
That was so fun.
If you love good hip-hop, The Message by Nas. We were just talking about Nas last night or two nights ago. We were like, what happened to Nas? We haven't heard of Nas in a while.
Oh, yeah.
But he's got this song called The Message. It's so good.
Yeah, I think
he talks about the
night
that he was shot and survived. Yeah. And it's an unbelievable story.
Oh, what's the story? So what would somebody that we would relate to?
I just said if you love good hip-hop. I mean, you've been shot and survived.
Would be
the thing that I would say for the lyrically to connect to it. But just if you love good hip-hop and maybe you've never heard of that song, I would check that one out for sure. Mm-hmm. What do you got next? Oh, are you done or you got more?
I can just look and see.
Yeah, riff it up.
This one is if your father has passed away. This song is by Lupe Fiasco and John Legend, Never Forget You.
So good.
It's such a nice song. I think that if anybody in your life has passed, you can probably relate it. It doesn't have to be that, but it's a nice song.
If you're working out and you have nothing left in the tank, but you need a song, you need something to push you to the finish line, Ali Boumaye by The Game.
I don't. I have to hear it.
Today, I worked out today, and I listened to this song on repeat the entire time. And I wouldn't have been able to get through it without that song.
Okay, I need to listen to it then. I'm excited for this playlist.
So good. What do you got next?
Overwhelmed by Tim McMorris.
Nice.
Which was our first dance.
Yep.
At our wedding.
Yep.
And Joey dedicated the song when we were just dating, and it made me so happy when he did, because in the song lyrics it talks about the significant other being his wife. Mm-hmm. And this was when we first started dating, so I was mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, he sent me a song about me being
like, it was like in like November.
Yeah, we were just dating for a couple months.
Yeah.
And the song was like pretty much saying that's my wife.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I love the song so much, and it ended up being our first dance song at our wedding.
Yeah.
Tim McMorris, Overwhelmed.
So good.
I feel that a lot of people don't know about this song, so I think you guys will enjoy it if you're falling in love.
If you're driving to the beach, Saltwater by Geowolf, I think it's called. I think their band is called Geowolf. It's on the playlist. It's called Saltwater.
Okay. I feel like I've listened to it.
Yeah. It's Come to the Ocean. You know the song. this is just a great song that I wanted to share. I don't know what to say about it, but it's called I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh.
It's just like wild. Like it's just like a journey.
It really is a journey.
It just takes you like on this crazy roller coaster ride. It's so good.
It definitely has a story to it, and I wish that I had
listened
to it more.
It's hard to understand. I don't know.
I have to listen to it again thinking about it like that. But it is a journey, and it flips in the middle. Around the middle, the song flips.
Yes,
it does. I like that about it.
And I'll just do one more. My last one. If you changed your life completely, mm-hmm. and you decided, you know what? I'm going to live the rest of my life in my car. Or, you know what? I'm doing van life.
Oh, is this one you sent to James?
Yeah. Back of the Car by R.A.C.
Great.
Great song. What a list.
What a fun podcast. I could have kept going on.
Thank you for coming up with this.
Of course, I could have kept going on. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as we loved it.
Yeah, I hope so too. I could do this. I could sit here and do this with you every day.
Me too. Maybe we'll make it a thing. I hope you guys really enjoyed this. This was so fun. Let us know how you like these songs, if you've heard these before, if you've discovered new songs because of this list, if you want to recommend some to us.
Yeah.
Now that you know kind of our vibe and what we like to listen to, we're all ears. We love discovering new artists and appreciate, great songs. So thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful week. We, crossing our fingers, are closing our house this week. Mm-hmm. So the next episode, we might be official homeowners with keys in our hands.
Whoa.
But we will let you know how it went. And we will let you know, we'll talk about the process of buying a house from beginning to end and talk about things that we weren't able to talk about during the process.
Oh, I can't wait to do that.
I can't wait to.
So. Get some stuff off of our chests.
Yeah, it'll be a great one. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Have a wonderful rest of your day, night, evening. I appreciate all of you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.